We're speaking with retired U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Ollie North. He's long been associated with Fox News, a former colleague of ours here at Radio America. The War Story series has been tremendous viewing over the years, and the new book is American Heroes and Special Operations. And Colonel, those familiar with your series on military history and the stories of these soldiers will know that this is the latest in a long line of great books. Why did you decide to focus on special ops this time?
Well, two things. Number one, let me just, today, and we're announcing this on your show, today, every War Stories episode went up on Amazon.com. So from World War II all the way to the current conflict, there's not a major military engagement that's taken place that isn't chronicled in War Stories, and they're all up on Amazon.com. You click on that, and you can get the one that pertains to your family member in time for Christmas. Number two, I'd asked to be embedded with them before, and they've never allowed it. And so finally, in utter total frustration, I picked up the phone and I called the folks down at Special Operations Command, and I said, I will promise that I will never divulge the name or face of somebody who's going to be put in increased jeopardy. And number two, we're not going to tell the enemy about weapons, tactics, techniques, procedures, and equipment that is unique to you guys that would give an advantage to the enemy. And they said, fine, under those rules of engagement for the reporters, you can go out there and you can cover these guys. We get to review what you put up on the air to make sure that, you know, a frame or two didn't make its way through. That's every picture in this book is from those special operators themselves or that we've shot out there covering them. And they've vetted it all to make sure, and that's why some of the faces are fuzzed and some of the names are left out. But I wanted to make sure that America has heroes. And they do. And America needs to know about their heroes. And that's why this series of books is out there, because a nation without heroes soon ceases to be a nation. It's one of the problems of Afghanistan. Up until very, very recently, there was never an award given for courage or bravery on the battlefield. So you got, if you're an Afghan soldier, you got killed, everybody'd forgotten about you, the next generation. What General David Petraeus has changed that, and they've changed it. And so now you have recognition of heroes, and we need to know. Heroes aren't somebody wearing a spandex suit and a cape. A hero is somebody who puts themselves at risk for the benefit of others. And that's what these guys do every time they get on a helicopter. Because you're flying along at 100 knots at 50 feet above the ground in the middle of the night. That in and of itself is dangerous before you ever get to the objective area and get engaged with one of these high-value targets. And the good news is these guys are winning the war. And as we document in this book, they're now taking out there with them, whether it's Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, and the DEA special operators, they're taking Afghans with them, and they're partnered with them on these operations. Very often, the Americans are outnumbered by the Afghans. And I wanted to be able to chronicle what we've been able to cover both in Iraq and Afghanistan, out in the Philippines, with these special operators, because American people need to give them the kind of recognition they deserve. Very often, their stories are never told because the missions were so classified.
That's true, and it seems like a lot of these military operations, even those that aren't classified, don't seem to generate the type of media attention that previous wars certainly would have warranted. What does that say about our media today, and how much does it matter when we finally give a Medal of Honor to a living recipient like Salvatore Giunta and make sure those stories get told?
Well, you know, I look at how skosh the coverage was. I'm old enough to actually remember when the recipient of a Medal of Honor, a living recipient, would have been given front-page coverage in Life magazine, Collier's, or the Saturday Evening Post. And there would have been, you know, above-the-fold stories about it. You look at the press right after Sergeant Giunta was awarded the Medal of Honor, and you look at the remarkable humility of this man and what he says about his comrades in arms. And you look at how skosh the coverage is. You know, I've got my theory as to why the media doesn't cover it, because none of them understand that kind of self-sacrifice. In the media, the business is all about me, me, me. And these guys aren't about me. This is not Rambo. These guys are remarkably self-effacing, self-sacrificing. That's why they volunteered to serve originally. They've then volunteered again and gone through this very rigorous screening and qualification and training process, and they put their lives on the line every single day.
Well, there are terrific stories to hear about heroism. You list several different members of Special Ops that have won Distinguished Service Cross and a number of other very prestigious medals. You talk about the qualities and the character of different aspects of Special Ops, from the Navy SEALs to the Rangers and all these different avenues that our military uses to conduct these operations. At the end of the day, especially with these elite soldiers, what do you want Americans to understand about those who, as you point out, are our best and brightest and are winning the war?
Well, and they are. The best, brightest, and bravest of this generation, there's no doubt about it. And they're the tip of the spear in this war against radical Islam. We're going to need a whole lot more of them if we're going to continue to fight against Islamists that would come here and kill us. One of the reasons why they have not succeeded in doing so since 9/11/01 are the guys who conduct these kinds of operations. I mean, they rely deeply on human intelligence, the kind of stuff that's been up on WikiLeaks lately, making it even more difficult and dangerous for them. And the great tribute is to the American people that have, you know, at the most, you're talking 25,000. That includes some of the support personnel that are out conducting these kinds of operations. And we really need to have those kinds of people volunteer to serve in our country for the good of the country. And I think this is their story. I mean, when you read stories the likes of, while we were out there on this last trip, Staff Sergeant Miller, who's on page 180 of the book, the next print will have his citation for the Medal of Honor. And we were out there when that was awarded to his parents posthumously. And I was stunned when I saw the replay on Armed Forces Television, how dry, how robotic the Commander-in-Chief was when he presented that. Hopefully, we'll also change the Commander-in-Chief in the not-too-distant future here with a new election, and we'll have one who understands the sacrifices being made by young men and women like these.
Every day, but especially at a time of the year when we're gathering as family and friends to celebrate Christmas and others in the holiday season, especially important to remember the sacrifice of these truly genuine and in the real sense of the word American heroes. Colonel, thanks for being with us and thanks for telling their stories.
Greg, if you'll remind everybody, they can still get a copy of the book in time for Christmas for a veteran that's serving today or somebody who's served in the past, then go to olivernorth.com. I just signed 3,000 of them, so that people can get them in time for Christmas.
Retired U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Ollie North. Again, the book, American Heroes in Special Operations. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.